Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited because we've stepped into the second month on the religious calendar, and that is the month of Iyar. It's a very, very special month. It's a month of supernatural provision. It's called the month of radiance and light. It's a blossom month. It's an enlargement month, and that's my word for today, that God is enlarging you. He is enlarging your tent pegs, just like he did Jabez. He is spreading things outward. But first, before he can do that, he's got to enlarge your mind. And so I want to talk to you today about the Israelites, and they had a journey, right? In the book of Exodus, from Egypt to the promised land. So this is the month where you will find the truth in Exodus chapter 16. And in Exodus chapter 16, this is referring to the provision of manna that came forth. This would be on May 24th on Iyar 16. Okay, so we just entered into the month of Iyar. So in 2 weeks, the manna actually would have started to fall directly from heaven. But they've now been released from their bondage. And this bondage was a physical bondage, right? It was spiritual, it was psychological, it was social, it was an emotional bondage, but it was a bondage that had taken control of their souls. And so God had said, I'm your deliverer, and now here in the month of Nisan, which we just had last month, I am going to set a spiritual marker to take you out of the bondage of Egypt and bring you into the freedom of the promised land. Now, God's desire was to bring them into freedom, but the problem was their soul was still stuck in Egypt. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. God's desire is for you to come into the place of complete and total freedom, spirit, soul, and body. Freedom, which means enlargement, expansion, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It means a new level of living to the place of expansion and enlargement. And so this is God's desire for you. See, the promised land was limitless. It was without boundaries. And so when we talk about this time of year and the significance of the month of Iyar, what we're talking about is the fact that God is bringing us this month into a place of enlargement. Why now? He wants you enlarged now because things are going to double themselves in the fall, in the month of Tishri, okay? So in 5 months, things are going to start to double themselves. If you can't handle the expansion in your mind now, how are you going to handle the expansion that God is going to do in the natural for you? So before we experience expansion in the natural or enlargement in the natural, we have to have it in the supernatural. So this is what God did in the wilderness. For 40 years that they spent there, he took time to show them that he could be trusted, that he was a great God who was a great giver, that he had indeed delivered them, but he had given them a promise that was far greater than their ability to be able to understand or recognize. Now, that's a key right there, because you see, God has taken you to the promised land through the shed blood, the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. You're ascended with him. You're seated with him in heavenly places. You're in a limitless, boundless, supernatural place of no restriction, all right? And so this is an amazing place. But now listen, this place is so supernaturally amazing that your mind can't grab a hold of it. It's so full of righteousness, so full of peace, and so full of joy. And the enemy has you and me, okay, it's humanity, trapped in a smallness of mind. So we're coming into a month where we've been consecrated, and now God is going to expand our mind. He's going to take us to these next level places. He's going to bring us the increase that we so pray for, that we ask him for. And guess what? It is yours to have, but the restriction is in the mind. Now, let me take you to a couple of scriptures. Let's go to Exodus chapter 16. This is a little long passage here, but I want to read it to you because it helps you understand what God was dealing with when he had to change the thinking, okay, of the Israelites. Now, Exodus chapter 16, verse 1, it says, And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month. Okay, so that is going to be on May 23rd, according to the Gregorian calendar. Now, get my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations, because it keeps you on track, all right? So this is referring to the 15th day of the second month, which is May 23rd. And after their departing out of the land of Egypt, the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured. They complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we ate bread to the full. For the Lord has brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Whoa, whoa. These guys were arrogant. I mean, come on. This is what they're saying about the Lord God. And they were in physical, emotional, spiritual, psychological bondage in Egypt. And they are talking about how they could eat to the full. And then they were condemning the Lord, basically. Now, in verse 4, it says, then the Lord said to Moses. Now, listen, God doesn't get mad. This is what he says. He says, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in. It will be twice as much as they gather daily. Okay, whoa, all right. So here's our God, okay? And he's pulling them out of Egypt. And what are they saying? They're saying, we're coming into a place of hunger, and we were full back there. Come on, folks. God can be trying to take you to a much better place than you're at right now, but you're still complaining about what you had yesterday. See, you gotta burn the ships in that location, and you gotta open up your mind for what's coming in the future. See, it's the mind. Their mind was so self-consumed just with what they were going to eat, and they lacked an understanding of who God really was. Now listen, if you lack an understanding of who God really is, if you lack an understanding that he is a great giver, and that he has sent his son Jesus Christ to shed his blood, to be buried, to resurrect, to overcome sin, death, and the grave, and to ascend in order to give us a new seat and position of power in the boundless, in the limitless places of the promised land, okay? So you got to wrap your head around that. See, he sent Jesus to take us to the promised land. So what's holding you back from all of the promise? It's the smallness of your mind. It is time to break the stronghold of smallness of mind and enter us into the bigness and the enlargement of where God has already taken us. See, you're already seated with Christ in heavenly places. You're already in the promised land. He's already feeding you manna every day. Supernatural provision, supernatural bread from heaven is being brought to you. And this is the month where we remember God's supernatural provision. See, God is training you. He's training you from an Egyptian mindset. He's training you from small mindset to the mindset of the promised land, which is big mindset. He's training you from your view of him as the God of Egypt to now the view of him as the God of the promised land. Now, this is really, really cool teaching. Come on, you need to share this with a friend, because what I'm trying to do is tell you, if you want all the promises that you know have been written in the scrolls of destiny about you, you've got to expand your mind. You've got to live large. Come on, I'm going to say that again. Live large. And you live large first in your mind. Stop allowing your own personal restriction, or the restriction of others, or the restriction of guilt, fear, and shame to get you off the timing of God, to get you out of his will. See, his will is the big. His will is enlargement. His will is expansion. His will is that he would take us first here so that we can see it, so that we can perceive it. Then he can give it to us in the natural. Stop complaining that you don't see in the natural realms expansion. Because if you can't expand first in your mind, you're not going to get it in the natural. You have to be able to grab a hold of it with your spiritual eyesight. You need to recover your sight. Remember Anna Blipo from Luke chapter 9. Jesus even had to recover his sight when he went to go do a miracle because he got so focused on looking at what was happening in the world and the multitudes that were diseased and sick. If you keep looking down, you're not going to grab a hold of who God is and where he's at. And that's simply where the Egyptians were. But this is the month that God broke it off of them, okay? He broke it off of them because he blew their mind. He dropped manna from heaven. He put quail in their front yard. He gave them water from a rock. When the water was bitter, he turned it to sweetness. See, miracle after miracle came. He not only delivered them, but he was trying to say, children, I love you so much, and I want you to experience the promised land. And the promised land is me. Come on, somebody share this video with a friend. The promised land is him. How much more of him do you want so that he can expand your mind more in him, that he might take you more in the natural to make an impact in the earth? See, the more mature we become, the more enlarged we become, the more God can use us because we see different than the world sees. And this is what he wanted for the Israelites, is he wanted them to stop seeing small. They saw in bondage. They felt in bondage. Come on. Some of you feel like you're in bondage to fear, anxiety, and depression. Listen, Jesus died on the cross, and when he died, he took your fear. He took your anxiety. He took your depression. Then he got buried, which means your fear, anxiety, and depression got buried. Then he rose, which means you became free of fear, anxiety, and depression. And then he launched you into a place where fear, anxiety, and depression do not exist at all in the spirit, in the soulish. It is non-existent in the eternal realms. Now, God has a great plan for you, and he's enlarging your territory. But listen, he's enlarging the territory of your mind. Come on, you need to repeat that. God is enlarging the territory of my mind. He's teaching me to live large. And you live large here first, in the eyesight first, in the hearing first. This is why he says, those that have some will have more. Okay, it's because he's saying, if you can be enlarged here in your eyesight and your hearing, then more I can bring you. Some of y'all are crying out for the more, and you can't even handle the leeks and the onions from Egypt practically. All right, you want more, be able to take in the manna. The manna was supernatural provision. It meant that God was so good, you were tapping into who he is in even the wilderness. Listen, the wilderness is the place of enlargement. The wilderness is a place of expansion. It's a place where you break the strongholds off the little and you enter in to the more in every way. He's the God of the more. He's the God of not only abundancy, but superabundancy. He's the God that says, when sin happens, grace happens all the more. All right? He says, I know you're focused on the little, but get focused on the big, and then I'm going to give you the big. Come on, this is a good word. You got to share this with a friend right now. He's bringing you into the big. He's helping you live large. He's expanding who you are in your mind so that you can have the expansion of the territory. I'm getting excited right now. Listen, this is as much a gift for me as it is for you. We go from glory to glory to glory. I am so excited. God is expanding my mind at great levels. I have been having enormous dreams where he's taking me up into the realms of great joy. And listen, there are few that are willing to expand their minds beyond the place of no restriction. See, the ascension realms and the realms that God wants you to live in as a born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost Christian is a realm of no restriction. Repeat that after me. I'm to live in the realms of no restriction. All right. That doesn't mean sin and licentiousness. What this means is that everything in the earth restricts us. It's all strongholded by the enemy. That's why every thought you have is bound to, what am I going to get? Provision, protection, and acceptance. What can I seek for myself? Listen, folks, that's living little. People who live large, they don't see themselves. They see that all their needs are met. And so now they can be the giver. Stop being a getter and start being a giver. Now, this month of ER, on ER 14, which is going to be the 22nd of May, I believe, is the day that they practiced the second Passover. Okay, so there was two Passovers. The first Passover was everyone who came out of Egypt the first time, all right? Now, if you miss the first Passover, you were given the opportunity for the second Passover. The second Passover is on ER 14. Okay, the second Passover is just like the first Passover, okay? So if you miss the first one, you get to partake of the second one. So listen, I'm inviting you today, if you have not given your Passover offering to the Lord, do it now. This is your second chance. He's saying live large. He's saying learn to be a giver and not a getter. And then you're catapulting yourself into the realms of enlargement and no restriction that I want for you. Not only mentally, spiritually, from the soulish realm, but it will break you free in that soulish realm, okay? So you gotta have it, broken, spirit, soul, and body, and then it gets broken everywhere your foot treads, all right? But break it here first. So if you haven't yet given a Passover offering to the Lord, give your best offering to a ministry that is making a deposit in you, okay? Because God says, three times a year, we're to come before him, we're to bless him, and we're to give him an offering. And that's the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So you haven't missed it if you haven't already yet blessed the Lord. Bless him with something. He says you're to give into in proportion of that which you have received from him. So think about that. I don't want you to miss this. All right, now listen, if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, grab a hold of it, because right now you're on ER2, and you're on like ER5. I'm walking you through what is taking place in the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to the Promised Land. So in the book now, I'm talking to you about the manna. I'm talking to you about the enlargement. I'm getting you ready for what's coming, the double portion after Tishri, after Rosh Hashanah in the fall time frame. Come on, it's time to get on board with the Lord. Now, if you want more understanding about this, if you want to learn and grow more in the prophetic, I want you to join me. If you want to learn more about the ascension realms, join me for my Ascend Zoom class. Ascend Zoom. The next one is Thursday, May 16th at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Sign up. There's a discount code. Get online with me and learn and grow. Make it a personal choice of yours to enlarge here so that God can give you the expansion that has been written in the scrolls of destiny about you. He is preparing you to carry out the plan that he has for your life. And believe me, it's a great plan. It's an awesome plan. It is a big plan, but you got to get big. You got to get large so you can step into large. All right, I'm excited right now. Share this with a friend. This is a good word. Enlargement is here. Live large, be big in the mind, and then all things will be big in the natural. All right, be blessed. I'll see you next week.